Shalom, Mishpocha. Shalom, family. Mishpocha is a Hebrew word. It means family, and we are the Mishpocha, the family with a Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people that are one new man in Messiah Yeshua, Messiah Jesus, getting ready, Mishpocha, to blow the grandest shofar, the grandest trumpet in Zion. We want everyone, everywhere, to hear the good news. We want everyone, everywhere, to be red hot for the Messiah. My guest saying red hot is almost an understatement for her. Her name's Diane Nutt. I'm speaking to her by way of telephone at her home in a suburb of Dallas, Texas. And I met Diane when we did a television show, and I saw there was such a special presence of God around her. And it's contagious. And I want it to be contagious upon you today. Diane, you walk in such supernatural love and such supernatural compassion. You really have a heart for people that are hurting, like people that are drug addicts.
Well, the Bible says that to whom is forgiven much, loveth much. And the love of God is the most powerful thing in our lives, that it is the greatest attribute of God that we can walk in. And that love of God, it does cover a multitude of sins. It brings down every wall and every barrier. It lifts us up. The love of God is so amazing, and we have to desire that love of God and to walk in that compassion. The Bible says that that the Lord, He was moved with compassion for the lost, that compassion, His mercy, that says, I love you no matter what. And right now, there is someone that is listening to this program right now, and you're a mother, you're in your early 40s, maybe your late 30s, and you have a son that has been, he has been in jail 3 times already, and he just keeps getting back into trouble. You've had trouble with him for many years. He started smoking and doing drugs when he was very, very, very young. And the Lord wants you to know today that He is setting your son free. He is taking away the desire of the drugs that he has been on, and He is redeeming the time that has been lost through the years that he has been on these drugs. And so just know this right now, that God is intervening on your behalf, that He has heard the cry of your heart. And so just yield to the Lord right now, and just tell the Lord you receive His love for your offspring, and watch and see that within 90 days that your son's life is going to be completely turned around. And I want to say that your name is Betty. And so just be expecting God to do what He said He would do. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You know, the greatest thing, Sid, that my mother showed me in my life during those 14 years that I wandered in the wilderness and did what I knew was wrong, my mother loved me. She never beat me on the head. She never said, "Why are you doing this, Diane?" She loved me through all those years that I was doing the wrong thing. And I'm so grateful today that I have that legacy, that my mother, in her unconditional love to me, never saying anything but just loving me. And I'm so grateful to God that I had a mother that was not abusive with her words to me during the years that I wandered. And God's compassion is the greatest thing that we can walk in, but we have to be willing to let go of the things in our hearts. You know, when people hurt us and when they say things that You know, they remind you of your past, and we have to be able to cast those down and choose to walk in love. And Sid, it is a great price that you have to pay, because there's a crushing that takes place in our lives, and that crushing causes the myrrh, causes the fragrance of the Lord to be manifested in our lives. So when we're out and amongst people, that fragrance, the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ is being manifested. It's being diffused.
You know, I was at a meeting recently, Diane, in which everyone in the meeting, it seemed, could smell the most beautiful perfume. Have you ever smelled the perfume of the Lord?
Yes. It's manifested in my life for many years.
What about this baptism of fire? What is that?
The baptism of fire. Well, when we ask for the baptism of the Holy Ghost, Sid, it's not just the Holy Ghost. It's the fire of God, and that fire is a supernatural manifestation of God's presence that comes inside of our being. And in Revelations, the Bible talks about, you know, he doesn't want us to be lukewarm. He wants us to be either cold or hot. And he said he would spew us out if we were lukewarm. So the baptism of the fire is something that we need as much in our lives every day, Sid, as the baptism of the Holy Ghost. We need the fire of God, because it sometimes the fire is uncomfortable. But you know what? The Lord will come, and he will let you know when you're about to say something that you shouldn't say. He'll send his fire, and it restrains you. It's a restraining thing, just like what the fear of the Lord is, that keeps you from moving into the soulish carnal areas.
Diane, would you pray for everyone? If you're born again, you're entitled to the baptism of the Holy Spirit in fire. If you're not, repent of your sins, tell God you're sorry, and say you believe Jesus died for your sins, and ask Yeshua, that's Hebrew for Jesus, to live inside of you and be your Lord. You don't need to repeat my prayer. You know the words. And Diane, would you pray for this baptism of the Holy Spirit in fire?
Yes. Father God, we just come to you right now through the blood of Jesus. And Lord God, we receive the blood of Jesus, and we thank you that we can come boldly into your throne room, Lord God, and that we can ask according to your will, and it will be given unto us. Father God, I pray right now in Jesus' name for every person that is listening, that you are the Lord and Savior and Master of their life. Lord God, I pray today that not only would your people be baptized with the Holy Ghost, but Lord God, with your holy fire. Lord God, I pray for the fire of God to come down right now and to consume every listener in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, I thank you that fire is being manifested right now in your people's lives, Lord God. I thank you that some people feel like a warm liquid just coming all over their being right now in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I thank you that the fire of the Holy Ghost is being imparted and released. And Lord God, I thank you that your people will walk in your presence with that holy fire around them, protecting them, bringing them protection from the works of the enemy. Lord God, I thank you that your fire burns up everything that is of wood, hay, and stubble in our lives. And Lord God, I thank you right now for the peace that is in the baptism of the fire of the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name, hallelujah.
And that's what you're experiencing. You're experiencing the shalom, the sweet presence of God right now. And, you know, you go out in the world and you have your battles. Wouldn't it be neat to come home and listen to an interview such as the one I'm having with Diane Nutt right now? Well, we take excerpts, the best excerpts from every interview that we have during the month, and we put it together. We call it the CD of the month. And then I talk about my experiences with the Holy Spirit or what's going on prophetically in the news. And we send this out once a month. And then when you've walked and your feet are a little dusty from the world and you want to just have a refreshing, you get our CD of the month and you just play it. And we call Mishpucha receive our CD every month. I have a brochure about this. I'd love to send it to you. And when you get the brochure, you can find out how you can get the CD. And you can call our 800 number to get it. And everyone that calls and requests this week's CD with Diane Nutt, I mean, what an anointing. What a sweet presence of God. We'll send it to you as a love gift. There'll be no charge at all. So call our toll-free number. Say, I want to find out how to join. Well, I'll make it easy for you. It's Mishpucha, but just say the CD of the month. And I'd like the Diane Nutt CD. Let me bless you. Shabbat broadcast. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord causes countenance to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord grant you his shalom, his completeness, in your spirit, in your soul, and in your body. In the name of the Sar Shalom, the Prince of Peace, Yeshua HaMashiach Tzidkenu, Jesus the Messiah, our righteousness.
Yivarechecha Adonai ve'yishmarecha. Ya'er Adonai panav elecha v'chonecha. Yisa Adonai panav elecha ve'asem lecha shalom.
If you would like to receive a complimentary copy of our bi-monthly teaching newsletter, materials catalog, or information about becoming Mishpucha or Chalitzim, write to me, Sid Roth, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521, or call our order-only line, 1-800-548-1918. To place a credit card order, call anytime, 1-800-548-1918. For all other calls, the number is 912-265-2500. That's 912-265-2500. For a cassette tape or CD of this week's broadcast, send a donation of $10 or more to Sid Roth, that's S-I-D-R-O-T-H, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521. To see our television show, It's Supernatural, or archives of our radio and TV shows, look us up on the web at www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org.